Goat can be so good and yet be such a hard sell. But it's coming on strong right now because of how sustainable it is and how delicious, if you know what you're doing. And knowing what you're doing is where Jesse Griffiths comes in. In his hometown of Austin, Texas, Jesse is famous for his Die Due butcher shop at the farmer's market and for his book, A Field, on hunting. Well, Jesse teaches hunting for the table and how to handle all kinds of local meats. And right now, he's doing a class on goat. Jesse, good to have you back. Welcome.
It's good to be here. Again, thank you.
Yeah, I realize I've heard for a long time that goat is the next big thing. Do you think its time has arrived?
Absolutely. I mean, the time has arrived or arrived a long time ago around the world for goat. It's an incredibly popular meat. Beyond chicken, it's the most consumed meat in the world, and it is the most consumed red meat in the world because of its ability to thrive in pretty much any environment. And I think that people are, you know, coming around to that again, especially in this country. They're starting to realize that it is a very valid food source.
What does it taste like? If you've never had it, how do you describe it?
As with any animal, there's always a kind of a flavor that's there. So, I mean, if you've ever had goat cheese and then you eat goat, there's a bit of similarity there. Just like if you eat sheep milk cheese and lamb, there will be that slightly acidic note or that... that it's kind of hard to describe.
There are new names now. I think one name now is Chavon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one that is a slightly older goat. I think up to a year and a half. And then the equivalent of lamb is the cabrito, which is very popular in northern Mexico and southern Texas.
So now you work with a particular farm usually, right? You like to use their goats in your classes. What do we have to know about goat to buy it?
Well, definitely the source of it. And I mean, that's a big part of everything that we do is just know your source. And we're very picky and we really like our producer, and that's Wendy Hill out in Comanche. And there's just something about it. And I know what it is. It's the way he raises them. They're raised on alfalfa and then they forage naturally, and he harvests at appropriate sizes and ages, so we can get true cabrito from him, which is, you know, in the 15 to 20 pound range. Mm-hmm. And then the larger Chavon, without them getting too big and where the flavor becomes a little more assertive. And of course, as the animal gets older, the flavor will become more pronounced. And cabrito, I think, is very accessible if people have never had anything like that. It's quite good.
Well, where should we be buying our goat? I mean, should we be going to halal markets because it's used so much in those cultures? Should we be in Mexican or Latin American places, or should we be going to farmers markets?
Well, your first stop should be the farmers market, because then you're going to be dealing directly with the producer, and you'll be able to ask questions. Do these live outdoors? What were they fed? How old was the animal? And you can get a good sense of the person that's raising them. And that should tell you a lot about how that food is going to be. And so, but beyond that, yes, a halal market or, a Central American market or a Mexican market, they'll all, you know, likely have goat there. That goat will likely have come from Texas as well. We raise about 70% of the domestic market of goat here in this state, just because it is so well suited for goats, or maybe poorly suited for other animals.
Yeah.
Because they can live in pretty harsh environments. And so we raise a lot of them here. But, you know, I always urge people to know your source. But beyond that, you know, just go to a market, ask some questions, and just experiment.
So let's talk briefly about cooking, though, about what are some of the tricks to know about when you're cooking goat?
Well, the less exercised cuts of any animal, like the loin, which is where the chops are, and the tenderloin, things like that, they want to be cooked very quickly. There's not a lot of connective tissue that's going to break down over a long period of time. So they're going to want to be cooked quickly and typically at high heats, you know, like on a grill or quick sear in a pan where the meat is still left at, you know, medium, maybe even medium rare. And it's perfectly all right to cook goat to medium rare, just like you would lamb. But the other cuts, you know, your shoulder, the shanks, legs, things like that, will want to be long cooked, you know, maybe smoked, maybe braised, pot roasted, things like that. You know, just basically the same techniques you would apply to any meat will apply to goat. And I highly recommend just using a lot of the same spices and seasonings, herbs, things like that, that people do with lamb, with goat, because they tend to marry very well. Mint, for example, is beautiful with goat. And then spices like cumin and caraway, things like that.
Jesse, thank you.
Thank you.
Jesse Griffiths is a butcher, chef, and teacher in Austin, Texas. He's written Afield, A Chef's Guide to Preparing and Cooking Wild Game and Fish.